time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the phone, I have Robin Hunt with Green River City. And believe it or not, it's almost time for Melon Days. I love Melon Days. I got to make it down there for at least, you know, a couple of events. Go down, walk through the park. You got to buy melon while you're there. Maybe go grab a burger, kick out, and then come on back home. But it's always a great event. 2 days in Green River City. We're going to talk all about it with Robin. Robin, how are you today?
I'm doing great. Thank you. How are you?
I am doing well. Let's start off with, you know, you always have a lot of great things planned for Melon Day. So let's talk about some of the things you got going on down there.
Perfect. Yeah. So the whole community comes together. We have all kinds of events for you. Of course, we have the vendor fair there at the park all day long. And Saturday, we'll have our farmers there cutting up melon for you guys to taste and enjoy. Also going on, we have the three-man scramble golf tournament, and that's Friday, September 16th, which is always a fun tournament. And then we also have the softball tournament, which is all weekend long, Friday, Saturday, and often goes into Sunday. Friday evening, we have Wild West Dancing, and you don't have to know anything. This guy will teach you. He leads you in great line dances and swing dances and all kinds of stuff, so he's awesome. We also have the Melon Run 5K. That is put on by our Green River High School, the athletic department, and they do such a great job, and it helps support our young athletics, so that's wonderful. We also have the Melon Days Parade, which you don't want to miss. That's got, you know, our iconic melon slice, giant melon slice that rolls down Main Street. That's Saturday morning at 10 a.m. And then we have the Melon Days Fun Shoots. You can go out to our gun range and shoot some melons. We also have a melon carving contest, Melon Days Photo Contest, and the Levi Blom Concert. So there's all kinds of things for you guys to do while you're down here.
And as you were going through all that, you named off a couple of things, and you were saying how, you know what, we're always looking for more entries. And the first one, of course, is the parade. So if somebody wants to be a part of the Melon Days Parade, do they need to call down there and get pre-registered, come down that morning? What do you need them to do?
Yes, that would be great. So you can fill an application at melon-days.com. Or you can call our parade director. Her name is Cindy Bowerman, and her number is also on the website at melon-days.com.
So there's that. And you know what? You take pretty much anything, right? I mean, families and businesses and organizations, all kinds of cool things like that.
Anything. We love to have a big, long parade, get as many people involved as we can. It's so much fun. We get, you know, we'd love to have high school floats and businesses and families and politicians, whatever you want to do, we'd love to have you.
All right, so that takes care of that. Then the golf tournament you said is on Friday?
Yes, it might go into Saturday too. I'm not 100% sure on that, but for sure it's on Friday. And yeah, we are always looking for more teams. It's so much fun to be able to have, you know, a good turnout for that.
And that is it's a pretty course there with the river and everything. If you've never golfed Green River Golf Course, get down there and do it, because it's a lot of fun to get down there and use that golf course. And then one of the things really that is really synonymous with Melon Days, and it has been for quite some time, is softball.
Yes, it goes on, like I said, all weekend long. It's all night long. They play this softball tournament and across a couple different fields, and it's an awesome time. And you can register for that with Brandy. Again, her information is on melon-days.com. You can email her or give her a call.
So lots of events going on and a lot of things crammed into those 2 days. So go down for 1 day, go down for, you know, both days, but get down to Green River September 16th and 17th and make sure you have a good time, because that's the most important. And you got to go down to get Green River melons. That's all there is to it. That's how it happens. Robin, is there anything else? Can they call City Hall? Can they get a hold of you? Or is it just the melon-days.com website has all the information as well?
Yeah, that has all the information. It'll have my phone number. It'll have everybody's phone numbers for each event that you're interested in doing. It'll even have information about our growers and about the world-famous melons that we have. You can check out the families who are currently growing them right now and see kind of what they're all about, which is awesome. So I'd recommend that you go check that out. You can learn everything there is to know about Melon Days.
Perfect. Once again, it is Green River Melon Days coming up September 16th and 17th down there in Green River City. Robin, thank you so much for taking out the time to talk to us. We really appreciate it. And we're going to get you in again soon, maybe like the week of, and we'll talk about everything one more time, okay?
Sounds great. Thank you so much.
Thank you. You take care. Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.